Welcome, runners, to the annual Gotham City Marathon. The race will begin shortly, but I just want to direct your attention to the map which you have all received. This contains some important information, so please listen carefully. We can see two roads on the map, New Church Road and Kingsway, running parallel to each other, north and south. Below Kingsway, we can see the beach and the lake. As you can see, the marathon will start here on Marine Avenue, just south of the park. Runners will go south and then turn left and run along Kingsway for 13 blocks before turning left onto Sackville Gardens. The route will then turn north, crossing New Church Road, and after a brief detour, it will return to this street and eventually end in the park. There are a few important landmarks and stops which you should be aware of along the route, and I'm going to tell you about them now. Most of the spectators and important guests will be sitting in a temporary stand just beside Hove Lagoon, across the street from Glendore Road. If you have family or friends with you, please advise them to go there now. The first rest stop is just after this spectator area, opposite Wish Road. Next, at the first pitch and putt course on your right, you'll see a tent. This is the press tent, where journalists will be based. The medical tent has been set up at the second pitch and putt course, so you should go here if you feel ill or have trouble breathing as a result of your run. Volunteers, including two doctors and eight nurses from the St. John's Ambulance, have been placed here, so they should be able to deal with any problem you might have. Hopefully, though, you won't need them. The church is your halfway point, so keep an eye out for it. It's on the corner of Langsdale Road, which is the first turn left after the medical tent. It's actually a fascinating building, dating back to the founding of Gotham City over 300 years ago. It used to be located at a different site, around 2 kilometres east in Prince's Garden, but it was moved stone by stone to its current site around 150 years ago. Have a look at it after the race. It's well worth a visit. Anyway, you'll probably be feeling pretty tired by this stage of the marathon, so further along the route, you'll find the second rest stop. This is marked on the map halfway between Kingsway and New Church Road as the route is going north. This is quite a steep hill, and it continues after the rest stop, so do conserve your energy. Luckily, the ground flattens out after you turn left onto Lawrence Road, so you can enjoy your surroundings, such as the Art Deco City Hall on your left. There will be a brief downhill run after we turn south, but then the route quickly turns right onto New Church Road, just after you pass the concert hall on the corner. Then you're in the home run. After a kilometre or so, you'll see the park on the left, and this is the finishing line. The marathon takes most people around an hour and a half to complete, but some people have been reported as finishing it in just under an hour. You'll certainly have earned a reward by the end of the marathon, so after you have rested, you can pick it up at the medal collection point. This can be found just east of the park, on the other side of Wish Road. Are you ready? Let's begin.